Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, all things are vanity. The word vanity does not mean conceited smugness that we associate with the term. Really, what a better word to bring about that translation is meaningless. Meaningless. Everything is meaningless. All things are meaningless. And the theme is what is talked about in the shortest book in the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes. It tries to come to the question, is life worth living? Is there something more? Where do all the things we accumulate in life get us? Today's gospel, Jesus tells us about a rich man who was in his glory. He was having a bumper crop. He had so much harvest he didn't have enough room for it, so he would tear down his barns and build larger ones. More goods to enjoy, more goods to count. And of course, for many years, he could eat, drink, and be merry, and not have to worry, just enjoy the good life. But the rich man is given a surprise. God informs him that all of his selfish plans, all of his counting his possessions, are fruitless. The very night that this conversation takes place, his life will be demanded of him. And all of the rich man's treasures, all of his trophies, will be someone else's the next day. In the story that Jesus tells, God calls the rich man a fool. He calls him a fool because he doesn't really see the bigger picture. He thinks that life is all that we acquire, all the stuff, all the treasures. But of course, God says, how wrong you are. Look beyond this world for what is in store. We may recall the story of creation in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. God is creator, created the world and everything in it. And everything God created, he saw was good. But then go to the second chapter in Genesis, and we find that something is not good. And what is it? God said it's not good that man should be alone. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl, no person is an island. We are called to be a partnership to share with one another. That's why, thankfully, we have our church. It helps us to remember the words of Jesus, set your hearts on that which is everlasting. It challenges us to give life meaning by not storing, but looking ahead to what is to come. And so that's what this is all about, getting ready for the world yet to be. Tomorrow's world depends on how we do today. The reading also goes on to build a storehouse in heaven, not a brick or mortar or bank accounts or stock portfolios, but a storehouse that's made by loving. And of course, how can that be? By having a heart like God, a grateful heart, a heart that counts blessings every day and doesn't hoard them, but shares those blessings, sharing them with one another. The grateful heart becomes a generous heart, and generosity becomes the cornerstone to be getting ready for the world to come. For what can we ask? Not what you can give me. The question is, what can I give you? So I give you what God has given me to share. Above all, to recognize that in sharing and caring, we build what is forever in God's kingdom. St. Paul today, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not on earth. So where are we going? Where are we headed? We're going to what God has in store for those who love life and are loved in life. A promise that the best is yet to be, but not as the world gives, but as God gives. A world that continues to live in the light of Christ, the love of Christ, and the peace of the kingdom. When John D. Rockefeller died at the beginning of the 20th century at the age of 98, he was the wealthiest man in the world. And a reporter who was assembling his obituary asked his chief aide, just how much did Mr. Rockefeller leave behind? And the aide answered, all of it. Friends, the same thing is true for you and me. We will leave behind whatever we do not invest above. And how sad it would be at the time of our death if our bank account here on earth was bulging, but our storehouse in heaven was empty and bare. So as we look beyond today to the tomorrow that brings us to the world that God has made, what do we have to look forward to? What will be the storehouse of everlasting life with God and one another?